website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so from a central biblicist viewpoint. What does the Bible say? Does the Bible speak on the subjects that we're talking about each day? Is there resolution in the Word of God? What does God's Word tell us? I call it the Truth Book. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the source book for life and living. It is the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, that we need to recognize each and every day that it is God's Word that has the answer to all of our questions and problems and difficulties that we're faced with in life. We're talking about an issue today that's very current. It's international. It is on the minds and the hearts of most knowing, understanding Americans. It is a mystery, if you will, that it appears that none of our departments are thugs with badges. None of them have an answer to. Question is, are our enemies surveilling America? You've heard the story, you've heard the news, the information, the little blurbs on news that you get without any real depth to it about the drones flying all over the Northeast. In fact, as many as, I think one viewer said, about 149 of them. So we don't know how many hundreds have been flown over the Northeast. We realize it's been taking place since the mid part of November. And it continues. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, before it happened in America, this same thing was happening in the UK. Nothing was said, nothing was done. May I say to you, I have very serious questions as to what is taking place, and I want to hear from you today. What are your thoughts? What are these drones doing? Who are they from? Why is the Pentagon and Lloyd Austin? Why is it the Department of Homeland Security? Why is it that the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA? Why is it none of them, let me repeat that, none of those agencies have any answers as to what is taking place? So as we face the issues today, we're going to deal with that. Love to hear from you, your thoughts, your input, what you know about it, what you're concerned about, if anything. But Jesus said, as he's talking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, he made a statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly. In other words, if you continue in my word, the studying, the word of God, then you're my true disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the scripture says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2, the scripture tells us the truth of the Lord endures forever. So it's the truth book. And may I say to you that as we face life, we need to go to the truth book. I believe the truth book, the word of God, the Bible, perhaps even though it may be the best seller in America for books, I believe it's the least read book, even among Christians. I enjoy books. I enjoy reading. I enjoy research. I enjoy writing and publishing. But the book of books is the key book that we need to know and understand. It's not a matter of what some Dr. Johnny Come Lately might say. It's not a matter of what Dr. Divine might tell us. It's a matter of what the Word of God says. You can read behind 20 people on the same subject and get 50 different insights, if you will. It's going back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. I believe we've come to that point today. In fact, I believe we have some legislators today that's trying to tell the truth about the drones. They're being, if I can use the term, they're being shot down, dismissed as being truthful as to what is taking place with the drones. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, truth shall prevail, as the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said as they were burning him to this, at the stake. But yet, the majority, 55%, listen, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's no absolute truth, we're in a mess, societally speaking, if I can say that. The latest survey says of the millennials, their statement, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. And I believe we need to recognize that part and parcel of our problem today, the secular world and the fast-track world and the beltway of D.C., is the mindset that somehow, some way, we can modulate, modify, and change centrality of truth. I've said before, may I say again, at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus and what he said. Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I contend that that is the best thing for us to do, is to seek the truth. Whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, as formerly was the swearing in of a witness in a courtroom. It is listening to, learning, living, loving, telling, and defending the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find that? There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flies Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24-7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into this issue of the day, I'm looking at a headline. It's almost laughable. FBI Director Christopher Wray to step down, paving the way for Kash Patel. Dated December the 11th, FBI Director Christopher Wray is going to resign soon from the Bureau, he said. Wray, 57, told the FBI employees during a town hall that he will step down when the current administration ends January 2025. Further, he says, after weeks of careful thought, I have decided the right thing to do for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the term, current administration, January, and then step down. He says, in my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important to how we do our work. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a joke. Christopher Wray realizes that his neck is in the noose. He realizes that if he remains in the position, as soon as President Trump is sworn in, President Trump is going to, through the legislative process, through the House and the Senate, he's going to be investigating Christopher Wray for the things he's done. Isn't it amazing that Christopher Wray all of a sudden sees the handwriting on the wall that he's going to be fired? And listen, here's a little footnote to that. If he remains in office, then he, as a federal employee, can be taken before the House Judiciary Committee and or other committees in the House or the Senate and investigated, and he is compelled to give the answers. But as a civilian, he is no longer forced by way of his being an employee. Therefore, he can sit before any committee, subpoenaed, go in, whatever, however it's handled, and go in, and he can say, well, you know, as an individual citizen, I don't know. He can go back and fall back on the cliche that, you know, I'm no longer the FBI director. I don't have access to the records. I cannot tell you, cannot answer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's protecting himself is all he's doing. He sees the handwriting on the wall. He knows what he's done, and he realizes that he's been a puppet for the Biden administration to carry out the spying on people in the church, spying on those and carrying out searches and prosecution of those parents that'll come before the school boards, questioning the porn that's being shown in the classrooms, et cetera, et cetera. He is answerable. He in my book, is no less a villain than Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci needs to be caught, tried, convicted, and publicly executed for the knowing, willful murder, mass genocide of millions of people, not in America, but globally. I believe that it's time that we see all of this put to a stop, and based on what President Donald J. Trump is saying, I believe that'll happen pretty soon. But ladies and gentlemen, have you asked the question? Listen very carefully. I'm going to set the stage and then open our lines and ask you to respond to it. Have you asked the question, where are these drones coming from? We're talking about drones, according to eyewitnesses, that are the size of an automobile, flying over all of Northeast America, New Jersey, New York, etc. Where are they coming from? Who's flying them? What's in them? Who sent them? What are they doing? Why is it, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the DOD, DHS, why is it that none of these department heads are upset, are worried, are wondering, are retaliating, are doing anything? Have you wondered that? Where's Lloyd Austin? Where are those that are supposed to be protecting our nation, militarily speaking? Why are they allowed to fly over America and nothing be said or done? Where's the president? Does Joe Biden, is he sleeping enough that he doesn't know what's happening? Is it he's not been informed? Or is it that he knows what is taking place and is silent on the subject? Why has it the military taken the drones out of the sky? Why are these drones allowed to scan, look at, and surveil all of our national secrets? My most humble opinion, that's what they're doing. And why is it that nothing is being done? Why is it that it's not viewed as a national emergency to find out, if they don't know, to find out what, when, where, how, and who is surveilling our nation? Do you recall just a short while back, two Chinese balloons flew over all of America, scanning America, listening to America, surveilling our military bases. Joe Biden did nothing, said nothing. I believe it was about 11 days. Did nothing and said nothing. And claimed after they got over the Atlantic that he finally had them shot down, one of them. Said he waited because he didn't know what was in it. It could be in danger and hazardous for those on the ground if they were to eliminate one in the sky. Do you believe that? Do you believe today with the drones that we see and hear? Have you watched any of the video footage? Have you watched, in fact, one of the video clips that I watched in relationship to it showed literally at night with hundreds of these drones flying like flies over the Northeast. Why is it that those that's supposed to protect America are not saying anything about it or doing anything about it? Why is it we're allowing the surveillance of America? we're told by the governor of New Jersey that he doesn't know anything. In fact, the governor of New Jersey, as much as I dislike him because of his liberal background and policies, at least he's seeming to show a sense of being upset and angered because he's not being told anything. He's contacted all of the major state and federal leadership that should know and should be protecting, and they're giving him no answers. They're saying, we don't know. He doesn't know himself, the governor, that is. The local mayors can't get an answer. The mayors of the little towns and the cities and the little municipalities and all of the Northeast, they're clamoring, trying to answer questions for their citizens. What's taking place? Why are these buzzing our homes at night? What's happening? The American citizens cannot get an answer. The police, none of the law enforcement in that part of the our nation can get an answer. In fact, they've talked with some of the police officers and the police chiefs and some of the sheriffs in some of those areas. They can't get an answer. They've contacted all of the, quote, important people, the upper brass. Can't get an answer. The Pentagon is silent. The Lloyd Austin is silent. The heads of all of the major departments that should be knowledgeable of that are all silent. Where's the DOD? Where's the DHS? Where's the Secretary of Defense? Why can't we get answers? That's the issue that I want us to answer today. I've got a number of answers. I've got a number of questions. We have dozens of articles on the subject. So the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? What do you think is taking place? Why is it the agencies that's supposed to be protecting us say they know nothing, can find nothing, not heard anything, and yet the Pentagon is literally trying to quash anything that it be from Iran? They're saying that's simply not true. We'll look at the articles in a moment. They're saying that it is not true. It's not a foreign agent. It's not Iran. It's not anybody that's out to hurt us, but yet they tell us they do not know who they are, what they are, where they're coming from. So how could both things be true? I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay, it's not crazy, Joe. I'm telling you, it's Obama. He wanted to destroy America from the beginning when he was talking about a new reset. And it's China, Russia, and probably Iran now. Because they see we are weak now. Mm-hmm. And they know once Donald Trump gets in office, it's going to be hell to pay. Could I say it like that?
One of the things we see taking place, Kenneth, is we see what I consider my most humble opinion, we see an enemy invasion of America, just as with the Chinese balloons, and nothing was done. We're witnessing the surveillance of America, and nothing is being done. We're witnessing what I call the invasion by our foreign enemies that want to surveil and know all about America, because Joe Biden is, obligated to be silent because our enemies bought Biden in the past 50 years. Joe Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden is owned, sir, operated, and controlled by the Chinese money, the Ukrainian money laundering system, and by Iran. Just 2 weeks ago, and a little over a week ago, $10 billion was given to Iran. And another $20 billion offered to and put on the shelf for Ukraine. Why is this taking place as he is about to step out of the door with his so-called leadership as president? I am concerned because of the silence from all of the thugs with badges that's supposed to be protecting America. I'm concerned the Pentagon says that it's not an enemy, but they do not know what is taking place. I think that it's literally because Joe Biden has surrendered to America, to China, to Russia and Iran, all of our enemies, and Biden has been bought by our enemies for many, many years. He can't do anything, or they're going to reveal the secrets of how they control Biden. I believe Biden is a treasonous that's committed treason against America and being caught, tried, and convicted for treason. I really believe that. If anybody's got a different opinion, I'd love to hear from you. But, Kenneth, I am concerned, and it's my prayer that in the next several days, there'll be someone that'll come forward with truth, with action, and will get the surveillance out of the skies from over America. It's an impossibility to have drones the size of an automobile and not have some controlling factor. They don't fly forever. Someone's got to be controlling them, and there is a control, I believe, coming from, as one senator called it, one legislator, said it was a mother, Iranian mothership out in the ocean, out off the East Coast, that's controlling the drones, and they're flying those drones, and it's from Iran. Now, I've got reason to believe that he's exactly right, but he's been shot down, if you please, by the Pentagon, saying that's simply not so. So I'm concerned. Kenneth, I'm going to read the headline and a few pieces of it. Mystery New Jersey drones, not from Iran, mothership, according to the Pentagon. A spate of mysterious drone sightings in the U.S. are not the work of an Iranian mothership lurking off the East Coast, according to the Pentagon. Dozens of drones have been spotted across New Jersey in the last several weeks, including near-sensitive military locations in the state and close to the President-elect Donald Trump's golf course in the town of Bedminster. A U.S. Congressman, Jeff Van Dew, that's Drew, D-R-E-W, claimed that he has heard from high sources that the flying objects are tied to Iran. Spokesperson for Fox News, the New Jersey Republican, said the drones were coming from an Iranian mothership in the Atlantic. That mothership is off the east coast of the United States. They are launching drones into everything that we can see or hear or do. He added that the drones should be shot down. The Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary flatly rejected the claims. She told a briefing on Wednesday, there's no truth in that at all. There's no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States. There's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States. The Pentagon's initial assessment, according to the spokesperson, is that these are not drones coming from a foreign entity or any foreign adversary, end quote. The Pentagon statement comes weeks after publicly unexplained drone incursions were reported over the U.S. airbase and also in the U.K. Dozens of sightings have been reported over New Jersey since the 18th of November. So, Kenneth, is it an enemy? Is it somebody just playing in their backyard with drones? Is it from the military? Is it something from an experimental base? Your opinion as to where these drones originated, who's doing it?
What? Dr. Youngblood, like you said, they've already penetrated us. And I'm glad Trump is back in office. Cuba. Okay, Russia got military ships and I think submarines. And that's 90 miles off of our coast.
Well, not only have them in Cuba, but Syria has had military equipment from Russia since the mid-90s there in Syria. Russia controls Syria. The takedown of the Syrian leader Assad has been by Russia. The propping up of the new leader in Syria is Russia. And now I understand by some of the latest news that Russia claims to have shot him, that he supposedly is no longer alive. So who's in charge of Syria today? I believe it's Russia, and I believe that's where it's headed in the future. Based on eschatological prophetic scripture, I believe that we're going to see more and more of the implosion in the Middle East, more and more of the control of the Middle East by Russia and China, and I believe that we're witnessing today with the drones, we're witnessing the incursion of Iran flexing their muscles, surveilling everything in America. But, Kenneth, it deserves our serious prayer, and we need to keep looking up the realization our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe Kevin is on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, praise God. We thank everybody for praying for President Trump to get in. What a great victory he won in the state of Florida. We missed that abortion by 3%. Thank God.
Yes. I'm thankful.
Thankful. Praise God. Dr. Youngblood, the drones, they showed these drones about the size of a Frisbee, a little bit larger, that can come down and shoot a .22 right in your head and kill you off. They can make millions of these things. And what they're going to do, Dr. Youngblood, with the mark of the beast, when they put that chip in your hand and your forehead, the mark of the beast, they're going to be able to hook you up to all these satellites that Elon Musk is putting into the Star Network. And through the beast computer, they're going to be able to control your mind. You're going to lose your soul once you take that mark of the beast, the chip, because you ain't going to be able to buy or sell without it. And the ones who don't take it, Dr. Youngblood, they're going to track you down with infrared targeting drones that will target the Christians running for their lives that did not get raptured or taken out before this mark of the beast is implemented. So they are going to use the drones to track the people that have not taken the chip, the mark of the beast. And the chilled Christians are going to be hiding in the mountains trying to escape these drones, literally digging into the mountains trying to escape them.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, let's do a little parenthetical footnote to what you said. But the big overview, broad brush, you're exactly right. One of the things that I rejoice in is the recognition that if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we as believers, we as Christians, the saints of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, will be raptured out, suddenly seized, taken out of the world before those events take place. Those events take place after the Antichrist steps on the scene, and the Antichrist controls the whole world for a 7-year period of time with an iron fist. And as you said, you can't buy, sell, or trade without the mark. The mark will be in the hand of the head. I believe it will be some type of chip, some kind of marking. It could be the QR code. We don't know, but it'd be some kind of mark that the Antichrist will be able to control every human being on the face of the globe. And until recently, in recent years, with the possibility of cloning, with the possibility of the chip being so micro, small, and that a hypodermic needle can injected into the arm or your hand or your head, I believe that's part of the identifying mark that is on the fast track. And yes, with the new now revelations of what can be done with the AI, the artificial intelligence, I believe that we're bringing together all of the technological advances, including the drones, as you're speaking of, that will bring about the control by the Antichrist in the days of the tribulation. It is when the wrath of God, the thumos, the white hot anger of God, will be poured out on a Christ rejecting, God hating, Bible denying society in the world of that day. Yes. I'm thankful that we won't be there if we've said yes to Jesus Christ. So, Kevin, you're exactly right. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Young, but yes, and the seers that I'm following, the ones that I believe are true seers that God's confirmed, they say that they're going to, when I believe it's after Trump, but they're going to have, they're going to be burning Bibles by the thousands, by the millions, trillions in the stadiums, and they're going to have Friday worship where you're going to bow down to the Antichrist. This one guy says he believes the Saudi Arabian prince, Mohammed in Saudi Arabia, and that these things are going to happen, and the Christians, and this is before, this is after the rapture, after the Christians are taken out, but a lot of Christians ain't going to make it. So right now God wants to save as many souls as possible before these end times. So right now everybody needs to evangelize and step up and witness for the gospel. Even give a handout tracts or do whatever you can, because God wants to save souls. You're going to be one last call for planet Earth, and then it's over, man. The Antichrist is on board full time, and it's going to be hell on the earth, literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. That goes every Christian, every child of God, to listen up, look up, and to be ready to be raptured out, and in the meantime, trying to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call and your input. We need to be aware of what is happening. We need to be verbal, visible, vocal, and standing up for truth in the era in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a serious question that I believe plays into, as Kevin was just saying, a part and parcel of what we see in the last days before the church is raptured out. Are our enemies surveilling America? Are we under surveillance by the drones that's coming in by the hundreds in the Northeast in particular? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park. WAY.